Hello, everyone. On November 17th, 2013, this is a very auspicious day for me and possibly for others who've enjoyed the energy of Sedona coming through our blessing. This will be the last blessing call generated from Sedona. Wednesday, we will be rolling out to our new home in Texas, and I feel just a little nostalgic right now because it's, well, this is where the blessings begin. So many eventful things have happened in Sedona. This is where I relocated shortly after Love Without End was published, and home-based out of here during the many early years where I traveled to do public presentations for Love Without End. Then the Keys of Yeshua was born here, and so many seminars and all of our online courses and Spiritus Publishing was born here. Oh my gosh, you know, it's been an epic, a complete epic in our life that has changed our life, the lives of many people, and possibly the world, because anytime Yeshua shows up to touch anything, the world has changed a bit for the better, maybe a lot for the better. We don't know until all the consequences roll out, but we know that this is the end of a very special time in my life. And if anyone wants to chirp in, say a few words, you know, I'd love to hear from you. I just feel that today is a special celebration, because it's a day in which we can have some closure together. And then next Sunday, we will have a new opening together, because we will be broadcasting from the Gulf Coast of Texas. And Texas is my homeland. Never lived on the Gulf, and was a little bit cautious of the Gulf, because it wasn't, the parts of the Gulf I had been to before were not splendid enough to offset the potential risk from hurricanes. But I had not looked into a special stretch of coastline that is Blue Wave certified as one of the 10 cleanest, most beautiful beaches in North America. And it even has a surf in that area, which most of the Texas Gulf, even the Florida Gulf, does not have a surf, at least not on most stretches of it. And it's virtually undiscovered, little maritime villages with canals that people live on, and beautiful palm trees, and it's like an island culture. And our home is 1/2 mile from the beach. So at least as the bird flies, it's 1/2 mile. We have to go through some streets and, you know, like you do everywhere to get there. But one of my visions, awarenesses, and prayers was to be doing blessing, constant blessings from a large body of water, because I know that the energy of the blessing flows unobstructed through the water, and the great bodies of water connect in another unobstructed way through flows with each other. And by the way, this new place we're going to is it's part of the greater metroplex, not completely conjoined, but at one point in time it will be with the metropolitan area of Corpus Christi. In Latin, Corpus Christi means body of Christ. And I didn't realize until I was calling last week to set up utilities and letting them know, you know, the day that we would actually move into the house. I hadn't put it all together, because if any of you have moved recently, especially a large household and business, you know every moment of your day is completely absorbed in the projects at hand, not to mention the dust. But anyway, I told them, well, we're moving in on the 23rd of November. And in my semi-delirium from overwork, I thought, that date sounds awfully familiar. What in the world is that? And then all of a sudden, it struck me. That was the anniversary of the first vision, the coming of the light, which I painted as the painting of first light. The coming of the light in 1991, which set in motion everything that has followed through, and it will be the 22nd anniversary, the master number anniversary of the coming of the light in the outer suburb perimeter of Corpus Christi on a great body of water, which is what I had prayed for and asked for. So there is no question that the hand of God, the hand of Yeshua, is involved in our move. It still doesn't keep me from being just a little bit nostalgic when I think back over the periods of my life. I have not been what you call a traveling person, quite contrary to my husband, who's been a world traveler, and he literally lived on wheels for years just to deliver great seminars here, there, and yonder, and work on enlightening the planet. And he cultivated what I would call a mobile lifestyle. That's not anything I've ever had. I've always settled into periods of my life. And when I'm in those periods of my life, I always think they'll never end, because I really like to sink my roots and savor every moment. And just before I got on this call, I was the words from a song that I learned. New Orleans was a period in my life. I went to graduate school at Tulane University, and then I taught at Tulane, and met my first husband there, and that's where my art career really blossomed. That's where I met Dr. Peck, who was the first world-class major artist that I had ever worked with, and other major artists who took my work up notches and notches above student graduate, to where I really blossomed as a professional. So I was very attached to those years. And I remember the song that was very popular in the early 70s, and the words came to me. I'll just share them with you as a kind of a nostalgic closure, and I'm sure you'll remember the song. It goes, "Those were the days, my friend. We thought they'd never end. We'd sing and dance forever and a day. We'd live the life we choose. We'd fight and never lose, for we were young and sure to have our way. Those were the days. Oh, yes, those were the days." I had the same feeling when Yeshua was with me painting the portrait. And I guess this is a good way of summarizing the total effect of the epics of our life, because I thought he would be with me forever in that way, but he wasn't. He came back to me in an even better way, a way that did not require that I be in a certain delegated duty, but he came back to be in my heart, my soul, my life, so that I could live my life through my relationship with him, instead of showing up every day for a painting duty or a writing duty or the various other things that are so that were so initially significant. And I think back on the other epics of my life, like the vineyard that just opened my life to a whole world of communication with the plant life, the animal life. That's where Gunner came to be my great friend and adopted child. And then it's like I just look at all of these things and I see they're all still with me. Even though in the physical world, we have moments of beginning and moments of closure. So thank you for being here with me today to celebrate the end of this particular chapter, so that we can have a bright new beginning next week. And I see that Dale is on the line. Hi, Dale.
Hi, how are you, Glenda?
Hi, we're doing great. suffering a little bit from the dust, but other than that, we're just way turned on.
Well, I just thought I would mention, when I delivered the goods there a couple of weeks ago for you, that the night I spent there was filled with dreams of helpers anxious to do whatever duties inner or outer were necessary. So I think you'll move in with a lot of company already there to greet you.
Oh, that would be awesome. And thank you so much, Dale. Dale, who is a bishop of Spirit's Church, our newest bishop, has been very, well, not just instrumental. You partnered with me in a catalytic event because Dale helped us set up my art show in Weatherford, my hometown, which I needed to go to celebrate a previous epoch of my life and to gain appropriate and honorable closure on that, honoring my mother. And then Dale and I drove down to South Texas, and he's done so much real estate and buying and purchasing, and he's such a great businessman that I knew he would be just a wonderful sidekick assistant to help me find the home we were looking for. And we both looked at a number of places that were really quite nice, but they didn't feel right. And I called a realtor who is a family friend of mine in the Metroplex, and she said, I have an apprentice who works down there. I'm calling her, going to tell her to give you the white glove treatment. Well, I called her, and her name's Deborah, and Deborah said, I called her that day, and I said, Deborah, of course I introduced myself. I said, I've been looking at some really nice homes, but they don't feel quite right. And she said, oh, I know the place for you. It's been on the market for 4 months, and they just reduced it today by $90,000. I went and looked at it. Dale went with me. We looked at it. It has a work building, 40 by 70, where we can eventually have all of Spiritus Publishing there. It's on 2 acres, and it has everything in the home that we need, enough room for my studio, my office, and then a whole guest room section where we can have guests, hint, hint. You just need to let me know. Anybody wants to come down and help us set up, we've got room for you. It was everything we needed, and it would have been above our price range in the original price. They reduced it by $90,000, and then when it went to appraisal, it appraised out for the original price of adding $90,000 back to the price of the property. So if that wasn't a God thing, I don't know what is. Also, the address is 103, and the 2 nights before that, my hotel room was 103. Was it 2 nights, Dale?
It was 3 nights before, and then again that after that, the same.
Yeah, as if I needed any confirmation. So, and 103 is a combination of highly significant numbers for the Trinity. 1 for God the Father, God the Creator, 0 for the Holy Spirit, 3 for Christ. So it's a highly significant number for communicating that. And, if we weren't so delirious from packing up all our stuff, we have taken, I think by now, 4 truckloads to Goodwill, and we have a 40-foot dumpster that is full. Full. And we still are worried about whether we can get everything in a 26-foot truck. So there'll be probably a few more trips to Goodwill, because we need to make it in a 26-foot truck. One of our Spiritus priests, and our blessing giver and our fabulous friend, Chris Dunn will be driving the truck. And we still need friends in Texas to help us, so anybody in that vicinity who wants to come and help, we'd love to have you. And we've got a couple more friends on the board. Eva, hi.
Hi, Glenda. I just wanted to let the blessing community know what I experienced when I was blessing your home. And the interesting thing about that was that I mistakenly looked at the calendar and saw on my calendar, bless Glenda and Larry's home, on the 21st. And actually, it was later, even after I wrote to you, that I looked at the wrong date, but I was very happy that I had, because I did this blessing, and I have never, ever, in doing a blessing, felt so much joy as I did with that blessing. It just was incredible. I just felt playful and excited, and it was just so unusual, especially with my background in religion, thinking that years ago things had to be so serious. And I'm glad that I'm getting away from the serious and finding that you can really have joy, and it's what I want more of for my life, and, of course, for you and Larry and the whole blessing community. And it sort of felt like this is God sent to show me and maybe the rest of us what God really wants for us. He does
yes.
want joy and happiness for all.
Well, you know,
we need to believe sometime mm-hmm. back.
You know, that is so true. Eva, everything you said is so important. We need to embrace the Spirit, our relationship with God and Yeshua and all of our teachers and our angels and our spiritual guides with joy, for they live in joy, and they communicate through us in their joy. And one other thing that, for me, I have lived on the thin edge of ice and faith ever since I consented to this work, but never, ever have I had any fear that God would take care of me. Everything about what happened in Sedona was totally a God thing. I just didn't know where we were going next. He didn't tell me. You know, it was like the parents before Christmas morning, and they don't tell you what's in the package, and you try to open them and sneak a peek, and you can't even figure it out. It was kind of like that until it happened. I couldn't see it. And I think sometimes our faith is carried to the thin edge of revelation. And this was, and then when the revelation comes, it just comes in spades of everything from numbers to the right supply, to the right reality, the right people, the right time, the right event. And it's just amazing how when the revelation comes, it's just like the first sunburst of spring. And it comes with great joy and jubilation. And since you are a blessing giver, actually we have a number of blessing givers I know show up on this call, because when we join together as blessing givers, we give a more powerful blessing to the world that even goes beyond the community that's here and those who can't be on the call. So we do form a very, very powerful network in being here, and thank you so much for that. But one thing I would like to ask the blessing givers to do is next Thursday on the 23rd of November to offer a blessing for the new chapter of this work of Christ and enjoy the joy that comes to you. Because, as I said, today is closure, and Thursday is a major, 22, the number 22 is the number of mastery, and a great number of spiritual closure. And we will begin our new epic, so I know that a whole new epic is beginning at that time. So I'll send out a message also, except that my computer's going to probably be packed tomorrow, and I will not be receiving messages for a little while. Kathy is on the board. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Hi, Glenda. I'm so excited for you, and your message about how this all came to be is really inspirational to me. I know I'm going to be moving in the spring, and I have no idea, you know, any of the details. And so to be reminded that that faith will carry me, it really feels good. So thank you. I also wanted to ask for everyone's support for my sister. I'm about to pull up to the hospital where she is. She has a staph infection in her blood and the sinuses and possibly her heart. So she could use our prayers today.
We will keep her in the circle. Thank you, Kathy, and blessings to you on your move. And keep us posted on how that goes so we can offer blessings for you.
Thank you.
And Chris Dunn is on the phone. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Glenda. Well, I just wanted to say how wonderful it is to hear how excited you are. And I am, too. I grew up kind of down by South Padre Island in Harlingen, San Benito area. And it's just a wonderful area, beautiful people. You know, Mustang Island is incredible. And St. Joseph Island is just north of there, where there's absolutely no access to it except by boat. So it's like the whole area is like an estuary.
And it is.
No, you're going to love it. Yeah, it's just beautiful down there.
It is.
To me, it's the best part of the coast is Mustang Island. But
I totally agree. I had no idea that there was such a beautiful, almost sacred place down there on the Texas coast, because, you know, you hear about the oil spills, and then you go to the east part of the coast and you see drilling rigs out there, and it's like people go, well, yuck, you know, this is not my idea of a coastline. It is totally different in this stretch, and the Texas coast is a very long coastline, and fortunately, the waters that move up to this area come from Mexico. So they're moving up from the Caribbean along the coast of Mexico. That's what clears the waters out and cleans it up as it moves over there. And so we don't have any of the oil spills or any of the problems, which is extremely fortunate because of the bird sanctuaries. And that's another point of my story, is that the year I was about to leave the vineyard, I was experiencing the same kind of nostalgia, knowing that I was closing off a very special time of my life. It was the winter right before we would move in the summer. We had a late snowfall that had just hit the ground. And I heard some noises at the back of the vineyard, so I put on my snow boots, walked back there, and there were 12 whooping cranes. Not just cranes, not the cranes local to, you know, that we have abundance of, but whooping cranes, the endangered species. They are enormous. When they take off, it's almost like a pterodactyl flying. Their wingspan, I think it's about a 10-foot wingspan. And of course, they take off with lots of bluster and noise. So it's like little bird bombers taking off in a row. They were on their way to Aransas Pass, the great bird sanctuary. It's the largest bird sanctuary in the United States that hosts and cares for the most endangered species of birds. And we are like 2 miles. Our home is like 2 miles away from one of the fingerlets of that bird sanctuary. It's huge. It's huge, and it's just completely uninhabited, protected land filled with canals and water and inland waterways, some of it brackish, some of it salt. Depending upon what the birds need, they could find anything. Some of it freshwater. It's the temporary home of hummingbirds flying both north and south. They stop off in this sanctuary. There are so many species of hummingbirds. They have 2 hummingbird festivals in our new hometown every year. The rare white pelicans come in there. Sea eagles come in there. It is absolutely amazing. the dolphin, there are pods of dolphin that are just off the coast because the water is very clean there. They come up from Mexico. So, I had no idea there was such a place. And I just made a beeline down there after, closing setting up the show for my mother's honor and the honor of my new paintings, my new work. It was a fantastic success, artistically, and I think we have some pictures online that you could see, but, you know, I know there will be days of joy, great joy ahead, and we're looking forward to having our next blessing conference. We want to have it in Corpus Christi, though, because the airport, there's an international airport in Corpus Christi, and that will save you a lot of money coming in, because if we have it, I want it on the beach, the Corpus Christi beach, so we can do blessings into the water. And so we want to have it sometime, I would say, in the season around spring equinox, depending on what's available, spring break, something like that. So plan on your winter holiday coming down to thaw out and wade in the Gulf. And we have one last call I'll take before we start our blessing, and that's from Tammy. Hi.
Hi. Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, my gosh. Glenda, I'm so excited to tell you the synchronicities of your move with my move, which I just moved 10 days ago.
Uh-huh.
And I moved from Salt Lake to San Diego because for several years the water has been calling me.
Uh-huh.
And we used a 26-foot U-Haul truck. And we moved from a house that was about 2,000 square feet into an apartment that's about 1,300 square feet. So we downsized, and so I totally get all the stuff that you gave away and that you've been selling. And another synchronicity is our apartment number, which is 1333.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and there's a lot more synchronicities, but I know that, you know, we're on the half hour here, and I just wanted to tell you that, you know, the water's been calling me, and our apartment is about 8 miles from the beach,
mm-hmm.
and it's on the top of a hill, and it overlooks SeaWorld, where I know that the angels have been telling me I'm going to be doing something with the whales and the dolphins. And so I'm very excited to share that, and I know the power of doing our blessings in the water. And I'm
yes.
I'm just
yes,
so grateful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we have a lot of nuclear fallout in the water. And our blessings come from such a high energy level, it can comb that out. And mm-hmm. we really need to do that. Our oceans are in peril.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. with them in peril, if we can clean out the oceans, the nuclear fallout will stop spreading.
Mm-hmm.
So our whole, we need to do this where it can have the greatest environmental impact. So I'm just loving the fact that I'm near the bird sanctuary on this stretch of coastline, and I look forward to having our next blessing seminar. So everybody think about it. If you've been wanting to come to one, this just may be the most special of all. But we need to start with our blessing now because we are on the half hour. And let us just feel the joy. Take it into our hearts and feel the joy for even if you don't have anything exciting happening in your life right now, there are always exciting things waiting for you to unfold. We all have dark nights we pass through. We all have passages of boredom we walk through where we're confused and wondering, why do I have to put up with this? Well, you see, you don't. You don't. But we all get to choose the life we live. And we forget that. And we forget that we can choose again. A new life and a better life. And that's one of the great benefits that the blessings bring to us, that it allows us to remember that we can choose again the life we live. And then, even though we may leave behind a wonder, we may think back and say, well, I don't feel old, but I'm not young anymore. Maybe there's nothing waiting for me. You know what? Your heart is immortal. Even though you may not be physically young anymore, your heart is eternally young. It never ages. And it never stops finding new, wonderful opportunities for joy, service, love, sharing, and discovery. It never stops. And so the fortunate thing, we say that life is wasted on the young a lot of times, and I think I would have to agree in my case, like I would probably imagine for most people. But, you know, the good thing about it is that as we get older, our heart becomes richer. Providing we don't allow scars from our life to affect our heart. And this is one of the great, great forces of healing that this blessing can do, because as you put your feet on the ground, you draw energy up from the earth. As you point your head upward, you pull energy in from the cosmos, from the universe. As you pull these through your body into your heart and you pray from in your heart, you connect, your love center connects with Yeshua. The Holy Spirit passes through you, conveys the energy of God the Creator down into the earth and back from the earth into your heart. And let me tell you something, as your heart is healed, everything can become healed. It may not replace an arm you lost. It might not prevent you from having a hip replacement, as I've had two of. But the thing is, it allows you to see that these replacements are only technical substitutes for what was just an extension of function anyway. Life is made or broken in the heart. That's where life is. It's in the heart. And I healed. I mean, people looked at me 6 weeks after my surgery and wondered why I was even in physical therapy. I've been loading right along with the loaders for the house, and I tell them that I had a hip replacement 5 months ago, and they say, no way. And that's what I mean. So we have to have new teeth. So what? So we have to have a new hip. So we have to have a new knee. So what? So we have to have surgery here or there. These are technical functions that just go along with our physical body, allowing our body to serve our life. Now, the blessing also assists in natural healing. You'll notice more natural healing than ever, but it might be preceded by a little bit of detoxing. So you have to be aware of that. It might accelerate some medical procedures, and if it accelerates them, it's only to get them out of the way so you can get on with life. But I have learned through the last 22 years of serving Christ, and if there's anything, bottom line, I've learned, and that is our life is in our heart. It's in our heart. You know, the Egyptians who embalmed their leaders and the people who could afford the embalming would always remove the heart and put it in a golden vessel. Then they would scrape the brain out as worthless. And then they would embalm the body so that the soul would have the ka, would have a place to connect to on earth as it ascended into higher places. It could stay connected with the life. But the heart was sacred. They knew what they were doing. And if there's anything I would call my personal achievement of mastery is to know how unimportant everything else is. Your life is in the heart. And in this blessing, expect, I want your attention to drop into the heart. I want you to be there. I want you to feel your life in the heart now. It's there now. Everything you've ever been that has been in joy, in connection with God, the earth, your friends, your loved ones, your true purpose on life, all the things that bring meaning to your life, it's all there. Even though the external events have gone away, it's still living in your heart. Be there with all of it in your heart. And now, allow yourself just to relax into that and pray. Let us pray a prayer of gratitude for all that we've received, all that we've been, all that God has blessed us with. And know that in that prayer of gratitude, everything we have been given and everything we need will be multiplied. I will say my invocation to Yeshua, and I ask that the blessing givers join me in giving a blessing to the world in celebration of these 22 years that we have been in this service. Dear Yeshua, my friend, my brother, my Lord, Son of God, thank you with all my heart that you offered me this sacred and unique kind of service to you and to my fellow man and to the earth, that I might convey your love to others, your healing energy and your blessing to others, and be a conduit for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with us now, enriching our lives in multiplication of all the good we have ever received in anticipation of all the good we are yet to receive and is yet to come, but has been promised and reserved for the fulfillment of our life. Be with those who are alone. Allow them to know they are not alone. Be with those who are sick or need help in healing, whether it's natural healing or assistive healing through medical services. We ask that you be with their healers. We ask that you be with all the sources of healing for us all. Amen. the energetic part of your blessing is complete. Now I want you to go and rest and complete the acceptance of your blessing by assimilating this energy into body, heart, soul, and being. God be with you. Love you always. And I look forward to being with you for the rest of my life, wherever I am. Bye-bye for now.